Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Start up, start up. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, start up, start up. They making noise. Start up. Start up, start up, start up, start up, start up.
Episode 276, the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Nice.
Sometimes we are just making noise. Sometimes I wonder if what the words that we're speaking and the words that you're hearing, does it really
are we recording yet?
Does it really
is this content
mean anything? Does it add up to anything?
This part, no. I don't know what you're doing. If you're trying to prove it's nothing, then you're succeeding.
We make noise.
We do make noise. One of us makes maybe a little bit more noise unintentionally.
Yeah, or that would be you.
That would be me. I definitely make a little more noise.
Yeah, just a little. Just a little. Ah,
all right.
God. I've had a day, man.
You've had a day. You've had a week. You know, I have to say, I got stuck in a Scary Jones rabbit hole.
How so?
Well, you went to an event last night, a bowling event, which I had talked to you about maybe going, and then something changed in my life, and I couldn't make it. Mm-hmm. And it was a charity to raise money for, was it Maimonides Hospital?
Yeah, Maimonides Children's Hospital.
Children's Hospital.
The Children's
always,
Division,
you know,
yeah.
You know, always gets me, so I always try to help the, you know, so... Yeah. I said I might go with you, and I couldn't go. So I looked at your social media last night, and I saw the event. Looked like it went well. You bowled two games. How did you do?
Well, seeing that I haven't picked up a bowling ball in 15 years, the first game I was a little rusty. I only bowled like a 76.
Oh! Did you bowl like roll it on the ground, squat and roll it?
No. I mean, I have a motion. I have a motion to my... And a method to my madness. Oh, I actually have a wind-up, a proper wind-up.
Nice.
I couldn't find the proper ball, though. The one I was using was too heavy and the holes were too big. But what they were,
Goldilocks.
The ball that I used was the right finger length apart. Cause to me, the most important thing is, can you fit your fingers in them?
Sure.
And are they, does it feel comfortable when you grip?
So how many balls did you stick your fingers in? Did you finger how many balls before you were happy?
About seven. For the holes were too
small. You fingered your own balls. Okay.
The holes were too small.
Your own bees.
Yeah. Okay. The holes were too small in a couple of them. But when I got to the one that I really liked, I'm like, oh, this feels the most comfortable. The holes were exceedingly large and the ball was heavy. It was one of the heavier ones. So
you went and got some French fries and then the ball was fit perfectly.
Nah. You know, I got to say, it's hard to do that finger food while you're bowling. Think of all the times that you would pick up a fry or a mozzarella stick or even a hot dog or a hamburger.
Fingers are in the ball.
Most, because if you think about it, most bowling alleys All you get is finger food. So you're eating with your hands, and then in between that, you're sticking your fingers in filthy balls.
Well, I have my own ball, so the holes are clean. But if you touch the outside of the ball that went down the lane and comes back through the ball return, you're still screwed. Yeah, 100%.
It's got to be a petri dish of bacteria. And then you're wearing those shoes, you know, the bowling shoes, where you're sticking your feet in.
I have my own shoes now, too.
I mean, I don't know if that spray does anything. You know, where they go...
No, it's like the same spray that... You know what it is? It's like a can of air, like for your keyboard. That's all it is. Like...
They spray the insides of the sneakers. So
yeah, I know what they do. Yeah.
You got bacteria on your feet. Oh, that reminds me. I didn't throw those socks in the hamper. I got to do that.
Where'd you throw them? On the floor?
They're on my floor right now, and there's all that disgustingness from yesterday from the socks being in those bowling shoes. But
So you did the bowling thing. Your second game was better. How many pound ball do you use? Let me stop you there.
I don't know. I didn't look. It was a heavier one. But anyway, the second game.
Did you use an 8 pound ball?
No, dude. It was heavier than that. I'll say this.
Yeah.
My second game, four strikes and two spares. Huh? Bowled a 151. That's
very
right.
Nice. Very nice.
I came back.
That's a commendable score right there.
Yeah.
All right. So the rabbit hole. So I saw your social media and I'm like, oh, he did the event. And I don't know. I when you let the video roll out, it goes to the next one.
Yeah.
Right. I was on Reels. So I ended up watching a video of you talking about how, and everyone goofed on you. So I feel like it's okay for me to goof on you. Everybody was saying to you that you went to the mic and said, everybody's always asking me how I stay so young. Wow. And everybody gave you shit for that. Who says to you, God, Scary, you look so young?
It happened the other night. Up? I was at Gringo's Tacos in Jersey City.
Right. And your mom was there at the table and she said.
Somebody that we hadn't seen in a long time, who's now, I haven't seen her in like 13 years. She's like, Scary. She goes, dude. She goes, I haven't seen you in so long. She's, you never age. What's your secret? How do you look so young? And by the way, she's not the only person. Okay. I'm talking about
What was the name of her seeing eye dog, though? That's what's the important part.
I'll pause for the joke. Thanks.
Okay.
You know, want to make fun, but I'm being honest. People get that. I get that all the time.
Yeah, but that's what you say to somebody when you're in a Mexican restaurant in Jersey City. You say, oh, I haven't seen you in so long. You look good. You look young. You look great.
No, it wasn't lip service. They were being real. Rather than me rehash what I did on the air, what I said... Yeah. I'm going to call my buddy Will because I'm pretty sure because we've had this conversation before.
Does Will think you look kind of young? Is that pretty young?
He has a theory about all of us in the same.
But you said on the air, you think that you look young because you do younger things.
I do. I do.
That you go to clubbing. You're not married.
Not married. Kids. No kids. Because guess what? Kids keep you up at night. Kids cause a lot of stress, a lot of drama. They put mileage on you. And don't forget about being a financial burden that marriage and kids are. And marriage as well. It puts a lot on you. It's taxing. It takes a toll. Since I've never been through that, that's what I attribute my youth to. And what I was getting at was on the air. No. My apparent youth. What I was getting at on the air was that this weekend... Me and my boys from Brooklyn, the Brooklyn boys, we're all hanging.
Yeah, not
we're,
really.
We're getting together and we're doing Brooklyn boy things at my buddy's house. Now, they're all married. Two of them have kids.
And they all look like shit, right? They're all old and
shit. No, they actually look pretty good, but we are doing youthful adolescent things. We're going to go to a brewery. I'm sure they're going to smoke weed. That comes out a lot.
12-year-olds go to breweries all the time. Go ahead.
We're going
to
get out. No, what I'm saying is
adolescent things.
High school, college age. When we were doing
high school, kids don't go to breweries.
I know that. Well, you'd be surprised.
They don't. Not okay. Go ahead.
When we were in high school, we were in college. We went
to breweries.
We did a lot together. The Brooklyn boys and I. We all hung out together and we went everywhere. And we have carved out these occasions in today's life and to do these things, to hang out with one another. Yes, even the two guys that are married with kids and the third guy that's married all get to do this. And they carve out to say, and we're having a sleepover at my buddy Lloyd's house. We're going to go get barbecue. We're going
to tell ghost stories.
We're probably going to be listening. You can make all the fun you want. We're going to listen to probably the music of that we loved back then. But my point is, everybody needs to do this. If you're in a relationship, you're married, you have kids, it is completely normal and healthy, and it helps you when you could take a night to go back and to hang with people you haven't seen in a while, because I think it benefits you health wise, and I do think that these are the things that keep me the way I am. Now, if I could, you're not following me, are you? You think it's
I'm following you? Just these other people that you're friends with, the other Brooklyn guys,
right?
That are married and or have kids.
Yeah,
do they look younger for their age, but not as young as you?
No, they actually look well. Yeah, no, they
because
look good.
You said a lot of it is that you're not married, have no kids, no responsibilities, no expenses.
Right.
But they do. So therefore, if you're all doing the same youthful things.
Right.
Then you have to look better than them because you're single.
Let me call Will. Got to bring Will in on this. Hey, Will.
What's up, man?
Scary Jones, the Brooklyn Boys podcast with David Brody here, God, too.
I'm on the bus. I can't talk loud.
You can't talk loud. Okay.
Can't talk loud. Yeah, well, listen, come on, you can talk loud. Come
listen, the subject of the day, it started in the morning show when my whole morning team humiliated me, and it is now ending on this podcast, was the fact that I feel, well, a lot of people tell me that I look young. They say, Scary, you look like you haven't aged all these years. Will, we have this conversation a lot. I want you to talk to David Brody here. And by the way, thank you, Brody, for not heckling me like the whole morning show did. Because Brody's taking this a little serious. And then we'll move on because we have other things to get to today. So, but why do you think it is people like me and you, Will, you look young too. You look amazing for your age. You're in your mid-40s.
I don't feel it. But.
What do we attribute it to? And we've had the conversation before.
Well, this is a very short answer, and you know what I'm going to say.
Of course. That's why I put you on blind.
Drugs and hookers.
No children.
There you go. I'll
start there.
Go ahead.
Because okay, but there's other guys in your group that are married.
Yeah.
Do they look horrible. Like shit? They look horrible. Yeah.
They look like shit. We're not going to name names, but we have a few guys that we could name that look like ass. Look like they've been dragged through the mud.
Don't name them.
We're not going to name them. But
it puts you through the ringer. But I have three nephews, and I have the ability to hand them back over to their parents at the end of the day.
See?
So.
All right. So we're talking about there. Indian Matt. We're talking about Sex on the Way, Dave. Who are we talking about? Tall Darren.
Right. I don't know who has.
We're not gonna go there with names, but we have.
No, I'm just throwing names out. Not people I think look like shit. I'm just throwing names out.
I think I made a valid point. Because Will, I'm going upstate this weekend on Saturday night, hanging out with my Brooklyn boys, and we're gonna be doing our old school things, and we carve out that time to do that. And I think it's important,
right.
Whether you're in a relationship or whether you have kids or not.
Absolutely,
it's important to stop down, and so many people don't.
Yeah, well, we have that at our disposal. I guess it allows us to relax a little more and enjoy life, I guess, in a sense, without the stress. I won't say enjoy life, but you know what I mean.
It's yes.
a little bit easier hauling without dragging the whole family around behind you, I guess.
I have a question, if you don't mind. Will, you don't have to answer this, Will, because I feel like we're friends and we should stay that way. Scary, you've established, Scary, that having a wife and kids, your friends look like shit that have families and they don't look as youthful as you.
Yeah.
I would like to just remind the slices. No, you didn't say that, Will. You and I are on good terms. But I have a wife and three kids, and I feel like I may be falling into that pile. Thank you, Scary. So go fuck yourself is what I'm saying.
Listen, I'm not calling out anyone. I'm just saying
I do youthful things. I'm going to see the Marvels tomorrow.
That's cool.
I enjoy young films. I go to Disney. I do. You know, I go
to roller coasters. Cool. You could be young.
I don't go to breweries as much as you, but I have been to breweries.
Do you think I'm going to put it to you this way, Brody? Do you think that you would look appearance wise
Jingle Ball every year
younger had you not had a wife and kids, or at least
no.
kids?
No.
You think you would have aged the same way?
I don't think I have an adorable baby face. I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel like this is really danger territory because I have to remain friends with this guy. And this guy, I do a podcast with his partner, with this guy, yeah. Will. So I have to, I can't get to have him get angry at me.
Let me translate I'd like to say that Brody looks like shit, but since I can't,
don't think you do.
I'm just going to say that I can't say how I feel, which is the same as saying it. Hey, you know what? I'd like to say you're fat, but you and I are friends, so I won't. By the way, that was not him talking to me. That was me talking to him. I won't scare you. You're like, oh, scary. I'm not going to say you're fifth quarter scary because we do a podcast together. Yeah. I would never say that.
Oh, yeah. No, dude, I let myself go. But listen, I'm being honest about that. Anyway, but Will.
No, you do look good. Your scare looks good.
What's that now?
Everyone I've spoken to has said they wouldn't trade it for the world, and I fully believe that.
100%. I agree. I'm with you on that.
So we're not. I don't think Skier is conveying it right. He's not. I don't think he's making it a bad thing. He's just saying there's a clear distinction.
Oh no.
If you line
ten
people up in a row and three of them have families, you might be able to pick them out.
No. See. Here's the difference, Will. You don't have children, right? But I have a feeling you are carefree about it, right? You don't care what other people do. It's not for you at the moment. You currently don't have kids. Scary judges people with kids.
No, I don't.
Right? Scary, yes, you do.
Well, no, I don't.
Like, I feel like Will's no judgment. Scary's always like, dude, I don't want to end up like those people sitting on a couch. You can't go out. You can't travel. You can't go out to dinner. You got to get a baby. I don't want, never.
I'm
that
selfish.
Life is hell.
I'm a selfish bastard. I am. He's a
selfish bastard.
I'll be the first one to admit that. I'm not trying to hide anything. I'm showing you my hand. You know that.
Yeah, we've all known.
And I'm going to get stuck with that at the end of my life if I just keep up this attitude.
Scary's going to be lying in bed. There's no one to change my bedpan. Help me.
I do fear for that.
And Scary could go down a whole other route of the lighter version when you point out people that have pets at home. Sometimes kids
I have three dogs. So
that's another thing.
Yeah. I have three dogs. But I go out. I walk them before I go out. You can leave them alone for 12, 13 hours. Scary makes too much of everything. Everything's overwhelming to Scary. Oh, a dog. Oh, I can't. I got to feed it. I got to walk it. I got to. It's like a child, but it doesn't talk to you. So I can't.
All right. Will, thank you. We've exhausted this. But thanks, Will, for your input. Okay. And thank you for backing me up here. Now you're going to see something completely different when you go to my Instagram later, and you're going to see this video of the morning show people laughing in my face as I'm trying to get through my story. Okay. So anyway, all right.
I'll check it out.
Love you. All right.
All right. Goodbye. Glen
Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know, before we went to that phone call, we were going to mention that the second break we're doing, which is this one,
yeah,
we were going to have a big announcement.
Yeah, the big announcement.
But we got so caught up in how young you look that.
See, now everyone's going to be judging me. Now everyone's going to be judging me from here on out.
The glow, Scary, the glow on your face is unbelievable.
You do realize, for the slices that don't know, I'm 2 months away from 50.
Yeah, 50 they know. They heard the last episode.
Anyway.
Hey, you know what? They listen in order, and I would say play the listen in order jingles, but you still haven't brought those home.
Dick, I have not brought that one home. We'll get it. Anyway.
Have you brought the IDs home I asked you for? The
all
the
of Jimmy it will Fallon be, and- it will all be, it'll be loaded in at some point. Now, I will say this, and Brody and I had a nice conversation.
We did.
Off air.
That's a different podcast.
Not referencing my old podcast. Right. We love the fact that you give us feedback. The slices, you guys are hilarious, and you're making us laugh. I feel like we're like sitting on these thrones, and there are these court jesters like, make us laugh. No, it's not like that. But you guys offer so much humor.
We're talking about the talkbacks.
Talking about the talkbacks. We don't, but the problem is there's so many of them, and they're more and more. You guys, more and more of you are participating in the talkback segment.
Right. And again, if for some reason this is your first episode, you don't know what a talkback is, iHeartRadio app has a little microphone while you're listening to the podcast. You can hit that, record a message for us, and we play a decent amount of them.
Yeah.
We can't play them all.
Yeah.
Some of them are poor quality, and there's just sometimes too many. And they're funny. And then we listen to them afterwards. We're like, oh my God, too bad we couldn't find time for all of these.
Yeah.
So we were talking. We're like, maybe we should feature them somehow.
Yeah.
So Scary says,
we have to give it its own spotlight, right?
Why don't we give it its own spotlight? So rather than playing them at the end of the Brooklyn Boys podcast, why don't we release them as their own separate thing on this channel?
Yes.
And this way we can play more of them because we are enjoying them so much. We are laughing very hard at the commentary. And so we are going to be releasing a second podcast on this channel of the talkbacks. And we have a name. We're not going to announce the name yet, but we're going to launch it, in a week or two?
In a week or two. And so
next week, we'll give you a definitive date, and we'll ask you to start sending, you know, to get more people involved in leaving talkbacks.
Yes.
Because they've got a life of their own, and the feedback we've been getting from people who enjoy the talkbacks has been so tremendous that we're going to feature them as like a sister podcast to this one.
Correct.
But you don't have to subscribe anywhere else. It'll still be on this channel.
It'll be on this channel.
They'll be numbered differently. Mm-hmm. So they won't interfere with episode 276. They'll be like the name of the podcast, episode one, or episode whatever.
Right.
But this way you'll get two releases a week from us, and there'll be a longer talkback segment.
I actually release a lot more than two.
Yes, that's why I said releases of audio. I followed up with that. Yeah.
But anyway.
So we're just very excited that this little thing that we started doing has turned into a big thing. And I'm writing jingles for it, which I'm very excited about.
So we're happy. Now the next question is going to be, well, when are we going to issue a video companion of what we do?
No, nobody's asking that because I'm not doing that. Let's start with this first.
I know.
People are asking because they want to see how young you look.
Exactly. I'm kidding.
If we did a video podcast, people would ask two questions. Why is the stack of papers still on Scary's desk?
Yep.
And why is it so dark in the corner? Why is your house so dark?
Because I live in the dark. I love darkness. I like dim lighting. Oh, my God. The day that the day that I was able to have Alexa and Siri control my lights.
Fucked everybody. Yeah.
And lights. It was a good day. It dims my lights. So anyway, all right.
So I have a couple of little things I want to throw at you, if you don't mind.
Feel free.
I should have saved it. I don't think I saved. I have to find it. So I'm not going to mention the Minnesota TikTok I watched. When you go to a BYOB, Scary, That means bring your own bottle.
Yes, sir.
Right? You go to those. A lot of, you know, in Jersey, where we live,
Jersey,
there's not as many liquor licenses as restaurants. They put a cap on how many liquor licenses you can have. So there's a lot of BYOBs in New Jersey. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely.
So my wife and I went out to a BYOB recently, and we bought a nice, we bought two bottles. I think we bought two bottles of wine because I prefer white and she prefers red. And at this particular time, we had a half a bottle of white laying around, and she's like, let's bring the half bottle of wine. And I did my one glass. I milked the whole meal, and I drive. So I, you know, I don't indulge too much, but I had the one glass, the whole meal. And over at the next table, this was Spanish restaurant. Okay. Yep. Over at the table to our right, which was against the wall, the couple, it's actually a couple of women, at the table, and they had an igloo thermal jug, like a box, like a giant square with a spigot, and they brought their own sangria and they were dispensing it out of a Gator. It was a Gatorade jug. That, now that I remember, it wasn't igloo, it was Gatorade.
Right.
So, you know, like the orange and white ones, whatever, they, like that round.
Of course,
They had a spigot of their own sangria. Now, I know what I thought of that, but I'm curious as to what you thought of it. We were in a nice upscale Spanish restaurant eating some shrimp and garlic sauce. I had some seafood paella.
I'm torn. You know? I'm torn. Because a part of me wants to say... It's a BYO, and you're supposed to go in and, you know, get with your bottle, and then they, you know, a nice bottle to match the decor and the atmosphere.
It's not BYOJ for jug.
No, but if it's a Spanish restaurant, what goes better with Spanish food than sangria? So
okay, but they sell virgin sangria. You can bring whatever liquor you want to put in it.
I think in this case, it's okay.
It was like a 4 foot. Like it was no. It was like 2.5 feet high.
Because it's a jug. They can't drink liquor there. They have to bring their own. Yeah, you can't order it. So what are you going to do? You're stuck. So you got to bring sangria from home. And sangria doesn't come in prepackaged bottles. Or if it does, I'm sure it's not very good. I mean, sangria is known for being homemade. So
right, I've gone to restaurants where you can bring your own liquor and pour it into the sangria. You can make it. Just can't do it.
All right, well, let me reverse the engines on you there, David Brody. If I'm in a nice upscale Italian restaurant and it's a BYO, is it tacky or bougie or inappropriate for me to bring a giant bottle of $150 Classe Azul instead of a bottle of wine?
I think it's class. But yeah. What, you mean a tequila?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's, first of all, you're bringing a fancy schmancy bottle of tequila.
Some people would say that's
a problem.
That's showy, that's bougie, that's
it's
tacky.
Bougie for you, yeah.
Because you're Italian. Yes, you're an Italian restaurant.
To bring a 2 foot high, ornate bottle, like a piece of china, handcrafted of tequila, and hand painted or whatever, of tequila, that's like a bougie bastard move. Now, I want to go back and just say, because people may be confused. I'm fine with the jug of sangria.
You are.
I thought it was a great idea.
I'm okay with it,
too. I thought for sure you were going to bougie it and go like, no, you can't do that.
No, only because you said
it was... What if it was Italian? What if it was an Italian restaurant and they brought liquor in a jug?
Well, I mean, people make their own wine at home, too. Italians
do. All right. What if they stomped their own grapes and they brought it in a Gatorade jug? A 2 foot by 1 foot round, like a substantial on the table,
you know,
like a thing.
I know badly want me to take the opposite opinion.
No, I just want to make sure I'm not going to clear this.
I'm not. I'm with you. I'm on board.
Would you do it?
I'm thinking of Spanish. Yeah, because
you'd put a Gatorade jug on your table at a fancy restaurant.
I would try and class up the bottle, the container that I brought it in. Okay,
you put like Armani stickers on it. What are you doing?
But if I'm not in the mood for wine,
right?
And I want homemade sangria because I'm going to a great Spanish restaurant. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to find a nice bottle to put it in and bring it.
What if I go to a restaurant and they charge $4.25 for soda, and I decide to bring a giant like Tupperware pitcher of Diet Coke? Can I do that?
No, because they sell soda there. You should be drinking theirs.
What if it's a place that doesn't sell soda? What if it's a place that says like, oh, they'll bring a little bottle of Diet Coke out, like a 3-inch bottle. They don't have the towers and they don't have free refills. Can I bring my own spigot, my own Gatorade?
Gatorade spigot. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think we both agree on this one, which is
all right. Very good.
Which is a rarity. Mark this day on your calendar that these two had.
We agreed.
We agreed on something.
We agreed. All right.
That's crazy.
Very good.
All right.
All right. Very good. I'll run another one by you real quick, and then I'll let you breathe. My wife went to a wedding of some coworkers. Very nice. I didn't go to the wedding. But she went and I said I would pick her up and, you know, cause she was going to drink and I was going to drive her home. And I get there and she says, oh, we're going to an after party. And so I thought I'm picking you up, taking you home. She's like, no, we gotta go to an after party. I said, all right, we'll go to the after party. So the after party was at a Best Western at the hotel bar, which it was a nice bar.
Okay.
And I was like 30, 40, 50 people eventually, came to this after thing. And I'm talking to this guy, and he happened to have a beard. I'll get to that in a minute. And he orders a Corona. And he says to me, hey, man, he goes, I just got a Corona. I've never in my life paid this much for a Corona in a hotel, in a Best Western bar in the lobby of a hotel. Like, I don't, what? So, first of all, how much do you think he paid for the Corona?
$8.
Very close. $11.75.
Yeah.
$11.75 for in a hotel in New Jersey.
He hasn't been to the big city.
So I say to him, I said, listen, think about it this way. You're not in any Western hotel. You're in the Best Western hotel.
Yeah.
So you're paying for that best. That's why you got to pay for the extra. Well, so he found out afterwards, because he tipped on that, right? So he gave the girl like $2 on top of it, the bartender. So he paid $13.75. He finds out later, because another guy tells him, hey man, the tip is included in the price.
Ah.
So he's like, what? So he tipped on top of the tip included. Now, you know what I would have done, but I didn't see this coming. He goes back to the bar and says to the bartender, hey, I tipped you on top of the included tip.
Oh, come on.
Not knowing the tip was included. He was a little smashed. And I said, he goes, so you can give me back the tip. Or just count it towards the next one. Because I won't. He goes, because it's already included in the next tip. So I'm out that money.
What?
So can we put that towards my next beer? And she's like, no, it was a tip. He's like, yeah, but I double tipped you. And she's like, yeah, but that's included. And then I just assumed you were giving me a bigger tip. I can't put that towards your next beer.
That is tacky. What's done is done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, no, get out of here. You can't ask for money back after you've made the tip. So well, guess what? So for the next. The next couple of beers that he was there, just don't tip on anything. But so
you can't not tip because the tip's in the tip. It's in the price.
Oh, right. Well, then, all right.
You can't even it out.
His loss.
Couldn't even it out. Anyway, so I'm talking to him. And again, he has a beard. And this other guy comes in from the lobby. He was also at the wedding. And he goes, whoa, that's a beard I'm not familiar with. And he walks over. He goes, beard, dude. The guy had a beard. He starts bonding with this guy who was also at the wedding over a beard. Like, you know, when two people have Jeeps, they like to give the Jeep wave. He came over and he's examining the guy's beard, like it's his car. He's like looking under his chin.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, that's a nice beard. What are you putting in it? He's like, oh, I put this in it. And he's like, you got a nice beard too. He's like, how long did it take you to grow it? What setting do you? And so they got this beard thing. Have you ever seen this? Two guys bonding over facial hair?
Unless they have a similar cut and it's
no, it was like, oh, you got a cool beard, you too. It was like two women like enjoying each other's outfit.
Okay.
And it's like, it's not like you bought the beard. You grow it naturally out of your face. I know you have to like upkeep it.
Yeah.
So slices. Do you have a beard? And would you get excited if another guy in the party had a beard? Leave us a talk back.
Have you bonded over beard talk? I'd like to know.
Yeah, did you beard bond?
I love that.
Yeah. The Boys Podcast with Scary and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know, speaking of beards and mustaches, mm-hmm. It is Movember, and man,
nice segue.
We are moving toward, you know, people want to actually donate to the cause. There's, you know, they Movember is big with men growing facial hair.
It's no
hair.
Shave.
It's right? No shave November. Men want to grow hair, extra facial hair any way they can. Some of them do beards, some of them do mustaches, and some combination of both. And it's to raise money for, you know, testicular cancer and men's cancers and things. And it's now become even so much more than that, depending on the charity that you're raising for. Now, I love the idea of it. I know it kind of became popular like 10, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say, I am not on board. There are a couple of people on our morning show that are doing it. And I feel stupid because I'm not participating in it. But at the same time,
you're not a beard guy.
I've tried it in the past. The problem with me is if I try and grow facial hair, it comes out patchy. It turns out gray. I immediately go white.
You mean you don't look young anymore?
I don't look young anymore. And it's messy. I think certain people can rock that look.
Yeah.
Others can't. And unless I have a personal groomer, like a dog. Unless I have a personal groomer here every day working on my face, making it, shaping it, taming it, putting oil in it, wax, whatever the hell you guys do with, you put like beard softener and actually making it look neat, then it's not for me. I would need somebody on call 24/7 to keep, because it's a month long. Of course, I have another wedding to go to. This month, I always have things that in the month of November is a busy one for me. I feel like we do a lot of appearances with the radio station. I got to be out in public. First impression is usually the lasting one.
Right.
So I'm meeting a lot of people for the first time.
Yeah. I don't have an image as a celebrity, yeah. You know, a young celebrity. So, you know, here's all this talk, Scary, about you look young because you don't have kids. You're not married. You're not burdened. But in truth, you look young because you didn't grow a beard. Because all of a sudden, if you grew a beard, it wouldn't matter if you had kids or you're married. You look like an old man on the porch with the gray beard.
Yeah. My point is,
I think if you cared enough about this charity and raising money,
yes.
I'd like your problem is you could grow a beard, Scary. You can't grow a mustache. Because with just a mustache, you look like an 80s porn star. You look like a pervert.
Oh, my mustache comes in really quickly. I mean, I'll have a mustache in 3 days flat. And
yeah, just like your Italian girlfriend. Same thing.
But I'll tell you this, if I, you know, I can't go sit in the park on a bench by myself.
No, Not with that. With that mustache.
Park bench, sitting, hanging out. Yeah.
No. No. Bye bye, your white van. Can't do it.
It's just. Creepy as hell. Yeah. What were you gonna say?
I got to ask you a question. I need your opinion on this because you know my mind always wanders to the worst case scenario, right? I look at an innocent thing and I go, something's up with that. So where I there's a UPS store in the next town over from me that when I drop off packages, I go to the UPS store, right? Well, there's no parking lot for the UPS store. So either you have to park around the corner or in like the bank parking lot nearby or on the side of the parking lot. I'm sorry. On the side of the UPS store is an abandoned lot. Okay. So you can pull in and just leave it there and nobody bothers you because it's an abandoned lot.
Yeah.
And you go in the UPS store with your box or whatever, and you come back. So I pull in last week next to the UPS store, and there's a guy sitting in an SUV, and his car is facing out. So as I pull in, his car is parked in this empty lot, broad daylight, facing out.
Yeah.
His engine is off. And when I pulled in, I got a dirty look from him. He's sort of like jiggling in his seat, squirming. And then he starts the car and drives off fast. It looked like...
Oh, come on. Well, like that time in the college dorm where the guy was in the bathroom running one off?
Yeah. It looked like he was sitting in the empty parking lot outside the UPS store.
God.
Playing with his own package, so to speak.
Pulling his putt?
Yeah. Diddling the willy?
Playing.
Shocking the monkey?
Stuffing his envelope?
Hiding the salami in his fist?
Playing tag with Fat Tony?
Slinging the yogurt?
The purple-headed yogurt purple-headed slinger?
Yogurt slinger, yeah.
Well,
so there's not like what else was he doing? He was sitting in an empty parking lot. It wasn't like he went to the UPS store because his car was turned around. His engine was off. He was sitting there and he looked up. He saw me and he's like, gave me a dirty look like you ruined my mood.
What would be such a turn on at the scene that, you know, what was he looking at?
Maybe he was watching porn on his navigation system. You know, like
maybe he lives with a house full of people. He has a full family and he can't get it done there. So he goes out to do it.
I don't know. There's nothing across the street to look at. It's not like there's like a yoga place like with naked women or, you know, half dressed women.
Yeah.
There was nothing he could have been looking at, but there's nothing else he could have been doing, right?
No, you know,
right.
There's nothing else. No, there's no other reason. Some people are, you know, they're voyeur or not voyeurs. They are, what do you call it? An exhibitionist. Could be an exhibit. Maybe he gets off on doing it in public like that.
Well,
you
know, maybe he thought like, I need to pull over and do this. And there's no place else. There's nobody around.
He needs
nobody
to.
Nobody comes into this abandoned
parking
lot.
What, is he an animal? He can't control himself?
I don't know.
Well, you know, when we were growing up, we'll have a little Brooklyn moment for a second. We are the
is
Brooklyn
how
boys.
You stay young?
We are the Brooklyn boys.
Stay young.
Yeah, this is, remember? I mean, a lot of us lived at home. Till we were 25, 30 years old.
Wherever you live at home, by the way.
It's the Brooklyn way. No, meaning like we lived at home with our parents. As opposed to being out on our own. And, you know,
I both moved out at 25.
Yeah. So a lot of times you didn't have anywhere to go. And especially if you were dating somebody. So we would have to like find these spots. And Brody and I know these spots, the side of the Bell Parkway, exit 5, down to Marine Park, or the fort, where people would pull over and just have some alone time with your boyfriend, girlfriend. So back then, there was a lot of these car parkings going on. I'm sure it still happens where you pull over in the dark in the side of the road and you're just like kind of chilling, hanging out, and you're maybe letting it hang out. And things are going on in the car, and people do that. And I don't know if they do that anymore. I remember when we were younger, that was like a thing. But we were always warned, watch out for the pervs. My friend was hanging out with this girl where they fly the kites, Bell Parkway, complete pitch black darkness, and hanging out. And he was making out with his girlfriend in the car. I don't know what else was going on. There might have been. But at one point, he looks left and he sees a car who had pulled in next to him. And there was a guy clearly going to town on himself, enjoying and watching my buddy and his girlfriend. Oh. And my buddy freaked the fuck out. Now, I've only heard that this exists, you know, that this happens. But apparently there were people, for as many people that were out there, like, you know, going to town on each other, there were people like this dude that were pulling up next to them, watching them. So it was a whole world. I mean, I don't know. Again, I don't know if this still happens, but.
Oh, people still pull over. Listen, I was in that spot, the strip of parking spaces off exit 5, by the, where there's tennis courts now.
Now there's tennis courts.
I don't think there were tennis courts
then. They were just.
Right. And I was in a car with somebody, and, you know, female.
Yeah.
And
it was the Parkway pullout. Right, the Parkway. It was you pull out. You pull off.
It was by Caesar's Bay.
It was like a rest area.
No, I'm talking about the road that leads from on Bay Parkway when Bay Parkway ends at the water.
Oh, out there. Yeah, that's the actual exit. Yeah.
Yeah. So over there by the water.
Yep. Tennis courts. Yep.
Right. All it was parking facing was tennis courts.
Row of parking spaces with there's no lights.
And like urinals, you would leave like 10 spots between you and the next car. A little privacy.
Yeah.
And I would say we were, I don't know, 20 or 30% into it. You know, there was a little bit of clothing open, but not like, you know, craziness yet.
You never a voyeur tried to like look at you guys or?
No. Well, a flashlight came to the window of the car.
Oh,
yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? Like that. I didn't say that, but that was the reaction, you know. And it was a police officer. And I had to quickly fix stuff and open the window. And I said, yes, officer, can I help you? And he said, well, I just want to make sure everything's, there's no drugs going on here. Everybody's safe.
Oh,
everybody's
he was looking good for drugs.
He goes, this is not a place to be involved in adult activities. If you know what I mean?
Unless you invite me. Bounce. Yeah. Wow, wow.
So I said, no, we're just listening to music. Just listening to music. He's all right. You know, I'll be in the area. I was like, okay. So we quickly left.
Yeah.
And I did tell you the story about the guy at Chuck E. Cheese who died, right? I know on this podcast I've talked about this.
Yes.
By the garbage area.
Uh-huh.
He used to ride the conveyor belt down and at the bottom and throw the garbage in the compactor outside of Chuck E. Cheese.
So apropos that he was dressed as a rat.
He was not. But there was a car parked right by the trash compactor. This is like 11 o'clock at night. We were cleaning up for the night. And there was a guy in the car with his head back. And we were like, oh, a guy fell asleep. Well, it turns out, he was dead. And so the cops were called and they found him. His pants were open. His head was back. And they weren't sure if there was a woman in the car with him, but he must have died of whatever he was doing.
Oh, my God. This took a turn.
I've told this story before. I'm sure of it.
I tried to forget it. I block out memories like this.
So, yeah, we saw a dead guy who died with his pants down in the car by the trash compactor by Chuck E. Cheese. So how about that?
How about that?
How about that? It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
How do we leave them on a downer? Hey, here's a downer, and now let's go to commercial.
I don't think anyone's upset about a guy who died, you know, that many years ago. I think we're good.
Still, it's just sad.
All right, so last week, I teased that I was going to talk about what happened to me at the hospital. And I didn't. Ran out of time. So I want to tell you what happened. I went for a typical test. It was nothing out of the ordinary. I went for an echocardiogram.
Which is a heart test.
It's like when you go to get it, like you see the fetus, you know, they put the lotion on the thing, the gel.
They put the lotion in the basket.
Yeah. So I make the appointment at this particular hospital and they called me three times. Make sure you have your prescription. Do you have your prescription? I said, yes, I do. Great. And they called me again. Make sure you bring your prescription. We're just reminding you. Yep, I got it. They sent me an email. I got the prescription. I'm bringing it. Okay, great. So then I get a call from a woman who I'm going to tell you she's Asian because she had an accent and I could really understand her.
That's okay. But we don't judge on this podcast. We're not slow.
Yeah, we don't judge.
The slices are not snowflakes. You could just say it. This Asian woman, you don't even need to.
She called and left a voicemail message, which I later found out she's not allowed to do. She wasn't supposed to, but I guess she was running ahead of schedule. Right. And she called me instead of my 1:15 appointment. We have to arrive 15 minutes early at 1:00. She called me and goes, you come 12:30. So I said, I'm like, she left me a voicemail because I was sleeping.
Now you're going overboard. You're doing impressions.
No, I didn't. 12:30. I didn't do an impression.
Sounds like you did, but okay.
No, I didn't.
Okay. No, continue. I didn't.
So I woke up and at this point it was like 11:30 because I sleep late. Mm-hmm. And I listened to the message. And I'm like, I'm not going in early. I made the appointment for the time I want to go.
Sure.
The message was, come in early if you can. So I didn't. So I get there and I find the room. The hospital has like the worst signage of any hospital I've ever been to.
Okay.
But I found the room. All right. It was room 111. That's important to the story.
Okay. 111. And by the way, was this 12:30 or was it before? What time was it?
No, I got there at 1:00, 15 minutes early for my appointment.
Understood. Okay.
And the woman in the office comes out with a clipboard and prior to the fact that she came out to a clipboard, I'm in the chair right by the door. There's a chair to my left, which is the corner. And now if you make a turn 90 degrees, where the wall does, cause it's a corner. There's an empty chair and then a young woman. She was younger than most of the people in this office and her mother was there. So
her mother
came over and mother was like, that woman was so rude to me. And the woman was like, mom, you were rude to her. Go sit down. So the woman comes over with the clipboard and she's checking everybody in. And she goes to the woman who's a good 8 feet away from me, four chairs away.
Yep.
Right. One, two, three chairs away and says, hi, what's your last name? And she's, I'm not a patient. I'm here with my mother. So she looks at me and walks away. I said, excuse me, you didn't check me in. She says, oh, aren't you with her? I said, I'm three seats away from her. No, I'm not with her. Like, why wouldn't you ask me if I was with her? So now she's like, at this point, she's a good 8 feet away from me, 10 feet away.
Right.
Because she started walking away. And I was like, excuse me, you didn't check me in. She says, what's your name? Now, you're not supposed to ask people's names. There's HIPAA laws. You're not supposed to like announce people's names in public when you're in a medical facility.
Yeah, but people sign in on these clipboards all the time and then everyone can see each other's name anyway.
Yes, but you're not supposed to. So the woman says, what's your name? So I said, quietly, David Brody. because number one, I like to keep my life private.
Yeah.
And number two, I'm 5% well known. I don't want people who might be like, oh, I love you. Like the guy when I got the colonoscopy and he's like, hey man, I'm a big fan of the podcast. I'm about to stick a camera up your ass. I don't like people knowing, like, whatever. So she goes, oh, David Brody. Yes. Loudly. And she goes, I've been calling you for 25 minutes. You didn't answer. So I said, that's because my appointment's in 15 minutes. Why would I have been here 25 minutes ago? Oh, I thought you were coming in at 12:30. So the woman must have told the woman at the reception desk, I called him to come in early. So apparently for the past half hour, she's been there going, David Brody? David Brody?
Broadcasting your name to the whole place.
Right, broadcasting. David Brody, formerly of Elvis Duran in the Morning Show? Right, practically. Okay. So I that's all straightened away. So she says to me, well, you now keep in mind, I got the 3 emails and 3 phone calls. And all of the time I got the emails, there was a link that said you can save time and pre-register at the hospital.
That's always good.
So I went online and I pre-registered, meaning I put in my name, my medical information. I answer questions about allergies. I do this whole thing, right? Pre-registered. So when I get there, I don't have to do it. So she says to me, you need to go down the hall and pre-register. I said, I already registered online. Yeah, but you need to pre-register. So I said, but I registered online previous to coming here to avoid this. Yeah, but you need to pre-register. I said, but why did I post-register before the pre-register?
Yeah.
I've already done that. Well, our systems aren't connected and I need you to go down the hall. I need you to go to 106. Now, scary. I'm in 111.
Yeah.
I look across the hall and the door says 105. Now, if you look at 105, where's 106 going
to
be?
Right next to 105.
That's correct. So I go to the left of 105. There's no, it says 107. I go to the right of 105. It says 103. There's no 106. So I walk down the hall because they have a help desk. And I go, excuse me, I have to go to room 106. Where's room 106? She says, the other wing of the hospital. What? The way they've designed this, scary.
The odds are on one side.
Right. But there's no signs to tell you that.
So it's odds on one wing and then the evens on the other.
Right.
Wow.
How does that help anybody? Okay. It only helps you if you know that. So I said, where's the sign that says it? You're in the main lobby. There's no sign.
Were you wearing a paper robe at this point?
No, I was not. No, I would not walk down the hall with my ass hanging out. So I get to 106 and it says mammograms. Right? Mammograms. And so I go, I'm not getting a mammogram.
Oh.
So I walk in and it's all old ladies. It's all old ladies. So I go to the counter and I wait online and I'm behind Phyllis. Phyllis with one L.
Okay.
She goes, can I help you? Yes, I'm Phyllis with one L.
Yeah.
So there was a woman helps her and she asks a million questions and they give her a clipboard, tell her to sit down. She turns, takes 2 steps to the right and comes, I'm next in line. Goes back and just, again, I'm sorry to bother you. Phyllis again with one L. I have a question about this form. So now she said, okay, well, what I found out was that day I was there, the entire hospital is launching a new computer system called Epic. And there's people in vests that say Epic.
Let me guess. So, it was an Epic fail.
Epic fail. Oh, I said that. So I get to the counter and the lady behind the counter, she says, listen, we have to register and enter you in everything again because we're on this new system, Epic, and it's not. Nobody knows what they're doing, and I'm very sorry. We have all new paperwork.
It's not ready. It's not ready to be released yet. Right. But we're just trying it out on all of you here today.
Right. So there's a guy with a beard named, I think his name is Chris, and Chris is running to every single person with a at every counter. Helping them, like, which button to push. They're all like, is it the red button to enter? How do I put? Nobody knows anything.
Don't bother trying to perfect it in the background before you roll it out to the public.
Right.
So never mind that. Let's have live testing in real time.
So the woman says to me, all right, let's go over some information. So I start telling her my name. And then I hear, now, you know, it's not COVID. So there's not like, you know, the 6-foot things on the floor that say stay 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
Those are still on the floor, but the pandemic's over for the most part. Right. So no, the Phyllis comes back next to me and she's standing next to me where if I twitch my elbow, I'll touch her. And she's like, excuse me, Phyllis again. And I turn, I go, yeah, with one L. Yeah. How did you know? I go, I just know. And she goes, she starts talking to the woman. And the woman says, excuse me, Phyllis, I'm helping this gentleman. Yeah, but I just have a question. She goes, Phyllis, you need to get back online. And so she goes, I'll just wait here. And it was just, no, you can't wait here.
Eavesdropping on your conversation.
She's like breathing on me.
Oh.
So Phyllis has to get back online. So I'm like, oh my God.
Fuck Phyllis.
So the woman says, all right, go have a seat and they'll call your name and you'll go to the windows. The windows are all numbered like 1 through 8. There's a person at each window and they'll help you and they'll pre-register you. I said, all right. I said, I'm already registered, but okay. So I go and sit down and the woman calls out the next name. She goes, Jackie.
Oh boy.
Scary. 3 women get up. Now they're all in their 60s and 70s. So they're all like, you know, picking up all their bags, their shopping bags, their purses. None of them travel light at that age. And they all get up and they're old. So they're like, take a while to get up. So the 3 of them start walking. And they go, she goes, Jackie. They all go, yeah. She goes, oh, Jackie, let's just say Smith.
Jackie O.
Conversation. Yeah, Jackie O, right? So then 2 of them go sit down. They're like, fucking, what the fuck? They're like, they're pissed off. They had to get up.
This is awful. This is a nightmare.
No, this isn't the nightmare part. So this old lady says to Chris with the beard, this is absolute bullshit. Every time I come here, you have a new system. You never know what you're doing. And so Chris says, ma'am, I've been working at the hospital 21 years. This is our first new system in 25 years. Well, it seems like a new system every day. You people are incompetent.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay. So I'm in this mammogram waiting room with all these angry older women. So they call me up to the window. I go to window 7 and the woman says, have a seat. Okay. She says, what's your, no, she says, give me your driver's license for ID and your medical card. So I give it to her. She says, what's your first name? I said, it's right there on the card. It's David. So she takes her pointer finger and she goes, D A.
Oh boy.
She's typing with one finger.
They don't know how to use Epic.
No, she's, well, even
she doesn't
not,
know how to type.
That. She doesn't know how to type. So then, she takes my information, my name, and then she goes, I have to enter your medical information. Hold on.
Oh, no.
She goes, Epic alert. And then someone comes over with a vest. That means I need help with Epic. And now they're helping her. The guy in the red vest is helping her. And Chris comes over to help her to enter this information. So scary. So at this point, it's 45 minutes that I'm in pre-registration.
It's also 45 minutes on this rant.
I'm so sorry.
Don't apologize.
So I walk,
I'm trying to wait
mammogram
for the bad part. Yeah, so far, this is all a typical day in the life of David Brody.
Yes, yeah, so I walk out. I finally get done. I walk out of the mammogram office, and I hear behind me, oh, Hugo, do you hear her? What? Are you having a procedure? So it's a little Asian woman with a mask on, yeah. And I notice later on in the story, she's wearing 2 masks. She's wearing a mask over a mask, and she's a small little woman who already is like soft-spoken. And she's asking me if I'm here for a procedure, is what I figured out she was saying. I said, no, I'm not having a mammogram, but thank you. Because I'm standing outside the mammogram office. She goes, no, no, no. Echocardiogram. Yeah, I came for you. What? Yeah, I'm your technician. Why'd you come down the hall? I'm coming there. You told me to, the woman said, come back when I'm done. I'm coming to get you.
Okay.
Okay. So I said, well, she goes, you're David? Yes, she goes, my name is Phil. What? My name is Phil. What? Yeah,
good luck through 2 masks and an accent.
I go, I can't, I'm sorry. I can't, I'm trying to keep a straight face, Scary, but I'm thinking podcast. She says, so she takes her name tag out from her white jacket and she shows me her name. So I go, so for the sake of this, it was like schwa something. It was like, I don't know, it was whatever. So I couldn't understand it. So she says, you're supposed to be at 12:30. I said, no, you asked me to come at 12:30. I didn't want to. And they're making me pre-register. I already registered. No problem, no problem, no problem. So she walks me down the hall and we go into the room, the exam room, and there's the machine and the door is open and I'm in the hall. So we walk through the waiting room where everybody heard that I had to pre-register again because I was, you know, I don't speak softly. And I walk into the room and the door's open and there's people walking by in the hallway. She goes, all right, I need you to disrobe. What? Yeah, take your shirt off and you open your pants. I go, well, I'll just grab a towel. She goes, no, I'll give you a blanket. You're going to be cold. I don't need a blanket. I'm just going to get a towel. There's a whole stack of towels on the above the counter. She says, no, no, no. I'll get you. She goes, go ahead and disrobe. I go, I would like some privacy. So she closes the door, but she's still in the room. So I said, I would like, no, can you step out for a minute? I would like privacy.
What's the difference? She's going to see you anyway in another couple of minutes with your shirt off.
Okay. Because I want, because she's only going to examine the part around my heart. And I want, doesn't matter, Scary. I wanted privacy.
Is this the thing with the jelly?
Yes.
Okay. I had the same thing done, but continue.
Okay. So I said, can I just get a little privacy if I have to, open my pants? Because they had to do an echocardiogram first. And it was a whole thing. So she goes out, right? And I take the towel. I do what she needs me to do. I take my shirt off. I put my shirt in the corner on the chair and I lay down and I'm like, and my pants are open. So they're unbuttoned.
Okay.
Okay. So she goes like this and opens the door. She's knocking. So I go, what? Now, keep in mind, I was still taking my shirt off at that point. I skipped that part. I go, what are you doing? What? I knocked. I go, you knocked as you open the door. That's not privacy. You knock. I say, come in. And then you come in. Oh, okay. So she goes back out and she goes, I go, you can come in now. I'm already on the bed. I'm laid down. I'm comfortable. I've gotten used to being half dressed. She comes in. Okay.
How are you going to have an honest echocardiogram after all the stress and chaos that you were put through?
Exactly.
Now your heart's supposed to be 150 beats per minute.
Okay. So she goes over. And she goes, all right, let me pull up your chart. She goes over to the computer and it says,
yeah.
Comes back over to me and says, I'm very sorry. Your information didn't enter into my system. I got to go enter it. It'll be like 15 minutes. I'll be right back. I said, wait a minute. I registered and pre-registered. She goes, I have to enter the information. I said, all right, well, I'm going to put my shirt back on and get dressed. And I'm going to go to the bathroom and get a snack or something. She goes, all right, I'll give you privacy. And she walks out, and as she's closing the door, she turns all the lights off in the room. And it's pitch black, and I'm up on a table. So I say, whoa, excuse me. I said, hello. She comes back in. She knocks again, and I go, come in. I go, what are you doing? She goes, what? I go, I'm in the dark. I can't see anything. She goes, oh, I thought you wanted privacy. I go, yeah, I don't want to be in a cave. Oh. Well, I had to open the door. I go, yeah, you open the door. You close the door, then I get up from the table. Oh, okay. So I get dressed. I go back in the hallway. I find the bathroom. I walk and I go get a snack. At this point, I'm gone like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
I start walking back to the room and there's a guy in the Epic vest and he's down the hallway. I don't know, about 50 feet by the entrance to this room. And he's waving. He's waving like he's waving a plane on, like he's going like right. This way, come this way, but he's not talking. So I don't know. I don't know if he's talking to me or not. I don't know. So he's waving like this. So I'm like, he can't be talking to me. He must be talking to somebody behind me in the hallway that's so far away, he's not going to yell. So I walk up and he looks at me like, why were you ignoring me? He walks again through the waiting room and he goes to the hallway and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. So I stop I sit down in the waiting room because I was told 15 minutes and he's doing it again. He's like going like waving at me. So I said, are you trying to talk to me? Like, is you treating me like I'm an airplane? Do you want me to follow you? Do you speak? And at that point, I realized, what if he doesn't? Thankfully, he does. And he goes, yeah, come with me. So I'm like, what the fuck? Why wouldn't he talk to me? So I follow him down the hall.
What a fucking debacle this is, by the way. This is a doctor's appointment? I can't believe this.
He brings me to the end of the hallway where the little woman is in this another room at the end of the hallway.
Yeah.
And she goes, where were you? I go, what do you mean, where was I? We're looking for you. I go, I told you I'm going to the bathroom. I said, she goes, right, 5 more minutes. I have to enter the information. I go, why were you looking for me if the information's not put in? Well, I needed you, but I don't need you now. And this guy's helping me because we have a new system today. I go, yeah, Epic. It doesn't work. Yeah, it doesn't work. So I go back. Finally, I go back into the lobby, into the waiting room. And this wise guy says to me, what are they making you post register now? I'm like, yeah, basically. So finally, I go back in the room and I lay down on the table again. I do the whole disrobe thing again, the lights, the whole thing. She goes, all right, now, Scary, I'm on the bed and my right arm is against the wall and my left arm is next to her and the machine. She says, I have to take your blood pressure. I said, great. Which arm do you want me to use? In my whole life, Scary, no one's ever asked me which arm I want to use. I said, well, the one of them is against the wall and one of them is right next to you. So why don't we use the one that's next to you? She goes, oh, good idea. So she takes my blood pressure. Now, Scary, when they say to you 130 over 20 or whatever, do you know what that means?
No.
Right. So she says to me, 122 over 90, whatever. So I said, what does that mean? She goes, 120 over 90. I go, what does that mean though? She says, your 122 is your oxalate number or whatever, your sciatic right. number.
She's still giving you science. And all you want to know is this good or bad?
Right. So I say, can you tell me if it's good or bad? I don't know what that number means. I'm not a doctor. I'm not allowed to tell you. But then why are you telling me the number? I don't understand. Am I okay? I'm here for a heart test. By the way, I wasn't there because my heart, I'd have a problem with my heart. I'm fine, but I was told you should get a regular checkup. I said, well, it's because I'm not a doctor. I go, all right, how about this? I'll bargain with you. Is it a bad number or is it a number that's probably okay? She says, oh, probably okay. I said, okay, as long as I'm not dying, because at this point, Scary, my heart's racing.
And so is mine, by the way. We've been on this for 20 minutes, just so you know.
I'm sorry.
I'm just waiting. What's going right. on here?
She does the test, Scary, and says to me, take a deep breath in.
Okay.
So I go, just let it out slowly. I go, take a deep breath in. I do. Let it out slowly. She says, hold it. So she's like moving the thing around on my chest, and she's tapping the keys, and she's making notes. And I said, can I breathe again? No, I don't need you to. I go, hello, what do you mean? No, I don't need you to. I go, listen, lady, if I don't breathe, I'm going to die. What do you mean? She goes, oh, you can breathe. I said, you told me to hold it, and then you forgot to tell me to breathe again. And then when I asked you, she goes, oh, I misunderstood. Scary, she almost killed me. She told me not to breathe. She said, breathe out and hold it. And then never told me to breathe again.
Okay.
So
it sounds like you need a new doctor because this sounds like a bunch of fucking quacks. The blind leading the blind. You know how long I waited for my, I waited 5 fucking minutes and I was in and out of there.
Where you went?
A brand new place I went to. Brand new spot.
Did they have a new system?
That I haven't been to. I had to pre-register, all that shit, everything, in and out the door in 20 minutes. How the hell does this become this for you?
I don't know. So I'm all done. She says, take a towel and wipe all the gel off your chest. And she's giving me paper towels to wipe the gel off my chest.
I know the feeling.
She says, all right, I'm going to give you privacy now to get dressed again. I said, great. And she walks out and turns the lights off on me again. And I'm sitting in the dark again.
Okay. It's not the Scary. Biggest deal in the world. Are you not afraid of the dark? I'm starting to side with them here.
Fuck you.
I really do, though. I'm siding with them.
No, so
you
fuck
are an impossible bastard. You really are.
Scary,
listen to yourself.
You're in a medical room. The chair is across the room of my clothing, and she turns out it's pitch darkness. She's stupid. Okay. Stupid.
Did you get this on a discount? Did you pay with a coupon for this fucking thing? This experience?
I went to the supervisor and I said, hey, I tell her what happened because there was the supervisor's office is right there. And she said, I said, listen, if this woman is new, I'm sure she knows how to use the machine, but she has no clue how to handle patients. She says to me, she's been here 15 years. 15 years, Scary.
Brody.
She turns the light off on people.
Don't go back. Why do you want to stress yourself? Why do you want to get aggravated?
Trust the results? I'm already aggravated. I had to pre-register for pre-registering. I had to deal with Phyllis with one L. Fuck you, Phyllis. Walking up when I'm talking. This Epic system can go fuck itself. And this woman, what's your name? I don't care. Tried to kill me. Let it all out and hold it. And then forgets to tell me to breathe again. You take her side. Fuck you, too. I went for a heart test. I didn't get my results back. They're getting me off the charts. They're going to tell me I have a heart rhythm, a heart problem.
Well, now you certainly do. Listen to yourself. You're all bent out of shape.
And I want you to know, I'm sorry, Slices, if I went on for too long, I apologize. Don't leave talk back, said it was too long. I apologize in advance, it was too long. I'm sorry, but I got to tell you something. I shortened that story from how long, you know how long my 15-minute exam was the time I got there? 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Well, I see you wanted to recreate every moment.
Oh, go fuck yourself too, Scary.
Cowboys Podcast with Brody and Skiri.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I apologize. If you want to edit that down, you can. I'm sorry.
No, no edits. This is the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
I know.
This ain't another podcast where everything's edited. We leave it all out there, my friend.
I know.
You okay?
No, I'm a little stressed.
Why?
Because I'm reliving it, and I can't get free dessert out of it.
What, yeah, I was about to say, there is no free dessert. Not
Mr.
in this
Brody,
case.
We give you a free x-ray and a couple of ace bandages.
Yeah.
What am I going to get? Nothing.
So should we get
maybe
into some
free mammograms?
Should we get into some talkbacks? What do you want to do here? I mean, I think we should. I mean, we have people leaving comments, and by the way, once again, we will be making this its own companion podcast on this channel.
Yep.
Starting in a couple of weeks. Okay. So, but for now, it's still attached to the mothership, the main podcast. So we have people commenting in the talkback section. They press the microphone if they're listening on iHeartRadio. And I already can see this is going to be something.
All right.
I already could see a lot of these coming. Okay. Some people left same in a row. Okay.
I would definitely buy the bike for $10 and then resell it.
Oh.
You're crazy,
Thank you.
Scary.
Thank you.
Yeah, well,
that was the exercise bike that the guy wanted to sell for $10 so that it would go to somebody good, not somebody who wanted to buy it and resell it.
Okay, I'm not that devious. What can I say?
All right.
Brody and Skiri, Skiri and Brody, good afternoon, Brooklyn boys. This is Nemo, mentioned at the episode 275.
I got a story about him.
I was hiding behind a dumpster because I wasn't sure if Brody was actually real or a scammer because he was selling some nice cups for very cheap. But yeah, wear that shirt every Sunday, pretty much. Do work around the house. Wash is great. BigCartels.com.
It's BrooklynBoys.com.
Brooklyn yep. Go ahead.
It's BrooklynBoys.BigCartel.com.
That's right. Find our merchandise at BrooklynBoys.BigCartel.com. Now, Nemo, who bought the fancy teacups for
me. We finally found him, by the way.
We found Nemo, who was actually hiding behind the dumpster when I got there. he bought something else from me. He was looking for toys, and I was selling a certain type of kids' toys that my kids don't play with anymore, and he bought them. He's like, because I was searching for these and you're selling them. So I met him again at the same parking lot. He had his pepperoni shirt on, his pepperoni pizza, red hoodie on, the Brooklyn Boys, which he admitted he wore deliberately because he was going to be there. So I said, well, that's very nice of you. You're buying all this stuff, all these toys I'm selling. And he goes, well, I said, I hope your kids use them in good health. He said, actually, I think it's with his church or his whatever organization he's part of or his temple, whatever affiliation. He was buying it all to donate to orphans.
Wow.
He goes to companies that donate toys and stuff to orphanages.
What a nice human.
So like one of them is the Ronald McDonald House, which I support, and a couple of a hospital is all the toys go to sick children and orphans. So I said, you know what? And I'm not telling this story because it has anything to do with me. But I said, you know what? I feel bad that you paid for this stuff. I happen to be putting together a bunch of stuff to donate at the moment. Hold on. Can you wait here? I'll be back in 10 minutes. He's like, sure. So I ran home and I got board games that the kids don't play with anymore.
Oh, wow.
A bunch of unopened Hot Wheel cars that I bought that I never opened.
That's great.
And I gave him two giant hefty bags, like black, like leaf bags, like what do they call them? Contractor bags full of toys.
Yeah.
I was just throwing stuff in that my kids don't use anymore. It's been in the basement and I loaded up his car and he donated it all. So it's not about me. I did it because he inspired me. So Nemo, bravo to you. He actually bought stuff from me on Facebook Marketplace just to donate it. Who does that?
And now that you found out that was the purpose, you gave him his money back, right?
No, I couldn't because the stuff. Hold on, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I didn't. Because the stuff I sold was my kids' stuff, and I give them the money.
Okay.
So I had promised them the money, and I know you're saying slices. Then you could have taken more money and given it to the kid. It wasn't a lot of money that he spent.
That
on
was
the
very
was
cool.
The fact that he bought the toys for whatever it was.
It's a good old fashioned Christmas miracle.
Yes. Yes. So Nemo, slice for life. There you go.
Brody and Scary, Scary and Brody, how you doing? This is Fernando from Woodbridge. A question regarding that wellness system. What about families? Am I supposed to separate from my kids and leave them behind while I go on board? Or vice versa? You just let them go ahead of me and I wait for them? I mean, that doesn't make sense.
Airplanes.
I mean, we're a family.
Right. And they do make exceptions for families. Which is also why that new system is convoluted. Because
so Windows, middle, and aisle. Windows, aisle. Was it Windows?
It's kids.
It's Windows, it's, middle,
yeah,
aisle.
Yeah.
Right? It was Wilma whatever, yeah, whatever the system is. But he's right. What would you do? But if you have a family and your wife's on the end, your kid's in the middle, your families go together. That's fine. I get it.
It's a fucked up system. Question. They should never go. They should never have gone back to it.
So. Very fucked up. Yep.
Brody Scary, Scary Brody. Hi, big fan here. Brody, what are you talking about? 6 o'clock is prime trick-or-treating time. Give the kids candy. When do you want them to come?
Exactly.
They have to come at 6 o'clock. They have to come after school.
Sorry.
Stop your dinner for a second and give out the candy.
That's right.
It's no big deal. It's only once a year.
Inconvenience curmudgeon.
Stop being a curmudgeon.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She used the same exact fucking word.
All right.
You heard that. And this is the first time I'm hearing that.
But to answer that question, school ends at 3.
We both called you the same thing.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. I gave the candy. He was fine. I was pleasant. The kid didn't say thank you. I was the nice one.
Shitty SP. I said curmudgeon a second before she used the same word.
There's a lot of words. Not a lot of words.
Hi, guys. Ethan from Central Pennsylvania here.
Nice.
Birdie, you know me as Ethan Robinson 76. Anyway, Birdie and Scary, Scary and Birdie. I normally wouldn't have seen myself leaving a talk back, but I had to. The guy that said 273 wasn't one of your best ones got to strongly disagree. I listened to it twice
in
the same day. It was so stinking funny.
Oh, wow.
Guys,
okay.
Keep it up. Have a good one.
Thank you.
I love it when they go at each other.
A moment of redemption.
There you go.
Hey, Brody, it's Gary Jamie from Queens here. I want to add to the fuck list. Fuck the people who think that when they're in line at checkout at a store and a register opens up next to them, that doesn't mean that it's suddenly their turn to check out and they can just go to that register.
Correct.
When there's four people in line ahead of them.
That's right.
Next doesn't mean next person closest to the register. It means next person in line, people.
Next in line. Yeah, you don't go.
If you're the end of the line, you can't run up and go to the next register.
Correct.
I mean, you can, but you
Brooklyn
shouldn't.
Brooklyn boys, always Brody and Scary. Regarding the $10 exercise bike, yes, you buy the $10 bike and resell it to make money.
Yes.
You'd be dumb not to. But Scary's too busy taking one of his 37 vacations a year to have time to do anything like that. And besides, he's so bougie, he could have a $50 bill stuck to his shoe, and instead of picking it up himself, he'd just leave it for his housekeeper to take off. Love you guys. Slice for life.
That's awesome.
That is why we are making the talkbacks their own thing.
I love her.
That is a perfect call.
I love her.
Yes.
Brooklyn Boys, Michael from Brooklyn, episode 275, Brody is Scary. Hey, so, Brody, you're right. $10, buy that shit and flip it. I had a guy buy a weight set from me for $250. 20 minutes later, he had it posted for $450 on Facebook. It is what it is.
It is what it
Slice
is.
For life.
There's a whole subculture of these types of people going around.
Yep.
That all they do is, like, buy it and flip it. All right. Okay.
Danny, the blind radio guy, look. Man, I'm so tired of everybody getting on Scary, because the reality is dudes look at young girls all the time, and obviously appropriately, right? I don't think Scary would say it about a 13-year-old girl.
No.
But the girl Olivia Rodrigo is almost 21. And
correct.
Why is it creepy when an older dude does it? But if an older dude talks about a younger dude, it's okay.
Elvis. He's insinuating that Elvis always, like, fawns over hot guys half his age.
Okay. Okay, hold on.
And again, by the way, we're talking of all legal people. And by the way, very interesting comment coming from a blind man who agrees. The guy's blind, so he doesn't really have this going for him, right? Staring,
ogling. I don't know what that means.
Having a
crush on... He can still be into a young... Well, I guess he wouldn't know if she was young or not. I don't know. No, he knows.
He knows what Olivia Rodrigo looks like?
No, but he knows what young skin feels like, I guess. I don't
young
know.
Skin? That's my favorite new rap group.
Yeah.
Young skin.
Young skin.
All right. We'll leave it right there. But you're right. It is a double standard, Dan. Blind DJ Dan. It is.
I don't think that an older man.
But this has been my point the entire time.
Okay, but in Elvis's defense, when Elvis was the age you're at now, Scary, Alex was not 20.
He's not talking about Alex. He's talking about just guys he sees on Instagram, like shirtless, built guys who are cooking with nothing but wearing nothing but an apron.
I don't remember Elvis ever saying, "Look at that 20-year-old guy. He's so hot," and I have a thing for him. You said you have a thing for Olivia Rodrigo, and worse, she comes into the studio on occasion.
Goodbye. Next.
Danny, the blind radio guy. I really appreciate when people come from other countries and have that same mentality of you need to know the language. When we go to your country, we need to know your language to be able to communicate with you and at least do our best. So if you're speaking to someone in America who's selling something in America, I think it's not wrong to say you should definitely learn the language, or at least learn enough to get what it is you need. That's my thoughts on it.
Oh, that's the French guy on Facebook.
Yeah. I kind of disagree. I disagree with you, Dan. But you're still a great guy. Thanks for standing up for me on the last talk back. So.
Brody and Scary, Tamara from upstate New York, Binghamton. The second that Brody said that dude was trying to sell that fucking bike for $10, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this idiot? Someone's just going to buy it and resell it. That's what I would do. If I lived down there, I'd be buying that shit and reselling it for $100.
Okay.
Yep.
This is why Brody's my favorite. I just agree with him on everything. I still love you, Scary. I still love you. It's just, yeah. What the fuck? Yeah. All right. Buy it and resell it.
I hope you still love Brody as much with that two-hour rant he just did.
All right. I'm sorry.
Hey, guys. Michael from Miamisburg. This is in reference to 275. Brody was just talking about electronics growing up, and in a very similar situation, I grew up very low middle class. We didn't have much money whatsoever, but my dad was obsessed with electronics. So he would buy the newest home stereo or TV or whatever, and that has bled onto me, where I now have the nicest.
Continued.
Michael from Miamisburg again. So I currently have an LG 90-inch in my living room that I love.
Whoa.
And a 75 in my bedroom, and TVs in every room of the house, basically.
Nice.
And
nice.
I'm sure that's where it came from. Just love electronics, love TVs.
Sure.
And always looking for a good deal. Brody, you'll love this. The 75 in my bedroom, I got on Amazon Prime Day for like $400.
Nice.
Hey, boys, Mike.
He's back again.
By the way, can I interrupt for a second? Before we get, so it's Michael, right?
He still has two more to go.
He goes, Michael said, we grew up very low middle class. At nothing to do with him, but at what point does really low middle class become like whatever's below middle class? Right? Like if you have like a C-, you can't say like I have a C-, -, -. At some point, it's a D. So I'm just curious, like at some point, like you're like, I wasn't poor. I was middle class -, -, -, -.
Hey boys, Michael from Miamisburg. And this is the first 275 episodes. And this is the first time I'm saying Brody's wrong. Well, I take that back. The dollar six, I said Brody was wrong, but the 6 o'clock ring of your doorbell or 6:15 being upset, at least here in Ohio, trick or treat is from 6 to 8. So that is the exact time somebody should ring your doorbell. I don't know what time it is enough. In Jersey, but 6 to 8 here.
Not
yep.
In Jersey, it's 4 to 5:50 and then 7 to 8.
Brody's rules.
By the way, hold on a second. Yep. How is that guy? And by the way, I'm a big fan.
Here comes his fourth of four talkbacks.
One more question. If you grew up lower middle class, how are you saying I was wrong about wanting to not waste $1.06? That's all I'm saying.
You should be on my side. Michael Farnsberg, I swear I'm not trying to be Juan Vasquez, but now.
Too late.
I have always been one to think that trick-or-treating should end at like 13 once you become a teenager, but I really like what Brody just said now, and once you start driving, that should be the end of trick-or-treating, so I guess around 15. So,
I mean 17.
I agree with that. Great podcast, guys.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Is he 15? Is he driving around? Is that why the car's going?
You know what? In some states, I guess it's 15 to drive.
Wow. We didn't start driving until 16 for a permit, and then 17 for the license.
And later on, when I came around, it was 17 for the.
When I come around,
17 for the permit, 18 to license.
Are you for real? Oh, yeah. I went. Well,
they moved.
When I drove, if you got it, you went to driving school, you could get early. I went to driving school.
Hey guys, Steve from the Bronx. Two things I'm sending a message about. First of all, Brody's a petty bitch.
Yep.
Because with the free stuff he got, it's ridiculous.
Could you be more specific?
Secondly,
when?
I have to agree with Brody on the other thing, that if someone's selling a bike for $10 and it's worth $150, you know I'm selling that bitch to make the money.
All right.
You guys are the best. Keep on rocking. Even though Brody's a petty bitch. Ciao, baby.
Rockin' Steve.
By the way, Rockin' Steve, I'm a petty bitch. But he would flip that $10 bike for $150 in a heartbeat.
Hey, love it. Steve from the Bronx over there, guys.
Back.
So right now, I got to give rare props to Brody.
Again.
Episode 275, I think it was. But that fucking guy said, guys, when people do that, I want to reach over and fucking choke them to death.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not complicated. You guys. Get it the fuck right. Get it the fuck right. Chow, baby, to the chow over there.
All right. Thank you.
Can't argue with that.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. I don't know if you're going to hear me. MJ from NJ. I'm doing my daily Sunday walk. No, actually, that don't make sense. Anyway, thank you for no codes, Facebook Marketplace. Thank you. No, I would not get the code or give the code or whatever. Fuck Facebook Marketplace. Have a great day. Thank you. Keep this going. I miss the tractor trailer guy. I can't. He kills me, that Southern guy.
Oh, I hope he checks in.
Love you guys. Keep it up.
You know he's waiting.
Thank you. MJ from NJ.
What's up, Brooklyn boys? It's your boy, Shady Jew, Juan Vasquez, Foghorn, Leghorn, Mobster. Just want to give a shout out to my boys, Brody and Scary. It's always Brody and Scary. Anyway, I miss you guys, and I just wanted to say hello and give a shout-out to my two favorite current, I guess, bits on the show. Stay classy. Talk to you soon.
Oh, he's imitating. This guy is imitating the trucker guy. That wasn't him.
And hey, also boys, using every catchphrase.
Yeah.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, CJ Millie here. So advice for the listeners out there, do not listen to the podcast in 1.5 times speed like I did for the Apple podcast. This is because I had a couple things to get done. I wanted to listen to your podcast a little faster and catch up, and unfortunately I wasn't able to get through all of them unless I was at that speed. Once my phone reset, it went back down to one time speed, the normal speed, and it was way too slow. I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. Anyways, have a good day, guys. Thanks.
That's what happens when you go too fast. It now all of a sudden we sound slower.
That sounds normal. Right.
Yeah.
You know, radio stations, can we pull the curtain back? Not the radio station we work at, of course, but some radio stations speed the music up a little bit so it sounds more exciting and fun.
And more uplifting.
And then when you hear the uplifting, and plus they can fit more songs in an hour because they sped the music up 2%.
Yeah.
They can play 11 songs instead of 10. So then when you hear the song for real on Spotify or on another radio station, you're like, wow, this radio station slows it down.
It's dragging. Oh, yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, it's terrible.
It's a big secret in radio. Yeah. Not anymore, but used
hi,
to be.
Brooklyn Blow Boys. I'm a big fan. I just want to say hi.
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 That one That one came in at 3:30 in the morning on November 8th.
Nice. Glad he was thinking of us.
At 3:30 in the morning. That's awesome. All right. Here's this one.
Oh, maybe some California. Maybe it was at midnight.
Commenting on episode 273, Casper the Friendly Con Man.
Hey, Brody and Scary. This is Sam from St. Louis. I'm listening to episode 273, trying to catch up. And my question right now is, who the fuck is David Kushner?
Thank you.
Love you guys.
By the way, thank you to all the slices who privately DM'd me and said Brody was on drugs.
Right.
Who the fuck is David Kushner? I'm like,
you know what? You would look younger if you listened to his music and did young things like listen to David Kushner.
Bad example. David Kushner is not the right example. There would have been Harry Styles. Everyone knows Harry Styles.
Harry Styles is over 30. We were talking about 20-year-old pop stars. Styles is like, please.
Here's a couple that are commenting. It looks like the same person. On episode 216, cover that cooch.
Oh, 216.
Hey, guys. How you doing? It's me again. Yes. You know, in my opinion, for whatever it's worth, I think that as soon as the old basement starts getting a little shaggy, that would be the time to stop trick-or-treating, put that bag away, start thinking of other things to do during Halloween, like going out and getting laid or getting stoned with your buddies. Oh, and Scary, don't forget to place the order for that $1,000 pre-browned turkey that you get every year. Time's a-running, buddy. Hey, guys, it's me again. I'm sorry I just had to come on here and say something else, you know. I was looking on the old Facebook and I was seeing how somebody was complaining how people do these talkbacks and they don't do them right, and sometimes you can hear machines going and stuff like that. They gotta understand that some of us are working while we're listening to the podcast. That's what gets us through the day. Don't be a hater. Where's everybody at? Juan Valdez, where are you? I'm on this Toss Cunny Hole. Get back on here. Come on, man.
You notice Juan Valdez is missing. He's been gone. We don't know where he is.
Juan,
is he okay? Juan, send us a sign.
Juan, we love you. If anyone was joking around, it's because you're part of the fabric of the show now.
Yeah.
Please come back and leave your messages. Yeah.
And then, by the way, how was that commenting on 216 if he was referencing Halloween? He probably had that one playing when he left the talk back. All right, there's only one more left.
So according to him, you stop trick-or-treating when you get a little growth down there.
Right. All right. Well, here's the last one. Is it Juan Valdez? I don't think so. We'll see.
Hell yeah, fucking Brooklyn boys. That's probably the first time ever you guys played a shitload of messages. I applaud you guys, though. Hell yeah. Juan Valdez, where you at, bro? You've been ghosting us. We need those 7-8-part rants or whatever you've been saying. And Scary,
see?
You've been slacking in my boy, so it's always going to be Brody and Scary. Fuck you, Scary. But much love.
What?
Don't take it off the booty.
Good advice.
What's he talking about?
It's good. Well, I don't know. Just go with it, man. You're slacking lately.
I'm slacking.
Why don't you stop slacking lately, Scary?
I'm going to stop slacking and start whacking.
People can tell. People can tell you've been slacking, like that guy in the parking lot.
I'm slacking?
Yeah, slacking.
All right. Well,
next week, we officially announce our new spinoff.
The spinoff podcast, which will be most of pretty much what you just heard, which is great.
Oh, by the way. I need you guys to DM me at David Brody on Instagram, please. If you are a graphics artist or you can make a logo or I need something created. And of course we give a shout out to you or your business if you have a graphics business.
Yeah.
But we have no money. So if you're willing to do it because you love us, it's a very simple design, but we need it, pretty quickly.
And so, and it will live on in infamy. That is your prize, right? Is that what it is? It will be the official logo of the new podcast.
The spinoff. Yeah. Now, keep in mind, today is November 19th as we're recording this.
No, it isn't. Today's November 9th.
Sorry. Today's November 9th as we're recording this. If you're hearing this podcast like a month from now, I don't need the logo anymore.
Exactly.
I need it by like November 15th, 2023.
Oh my God.
So DM me at David Brody.
And happy birthday to our friend Bald Freak Ronnie. Today's his birthday.
Oh.
Also, November 9th, the new fucking Whole Foods down the block from me opens up. This is huge. I don't have to travel a half hour to Whole Foods. Now, if that's not bougie.
Bougie problems.
All right, bougie person. No, but I'm excited. I should go over there right now. I'm sure there's going to be.
Yes, and pay $12 for something that costs $4.
I bet you there's a lot of samples, a lot of sales.
Oh, I'll come over for free samples. I'm over.
Yeah. By the way, not really any Whole Foods where I grew up in Brooklyn.
No. Well, where I grew up.
Brooklyn! The Boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The Boys from Brooklyn!
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.